the 16th, 1993. Thank you for the pause, Commander.
You see, they don't really want this case into court either. Because I have to remind you that everything is hooked to everything else, and everything corrupt is hooked to everything else. So you're going to have the lineage and that upper level White House connection drifting down through every savings and loan, every politician who got a bribe or campaign funds or paid off. And you don't get to practice law in the sanctuary unless you're blessed by your little ticket. That's not a federal ticket. That is a club membership. But the judge is God, so he says, well, if you don't have your club membership, you can't just get out of here. You can't even advise this poor sucker stupid enough to come into my courtroom. And if you think that you are going to change that in a little group here and a little word there, no, you will be able to change a little bitty portion. But I'm telling you, the worthy justices got out of the system. Your Supreme Court is now 100% managed by the Khazarian Jew. Your entire political structure, media, press, everything. And does that take guts to write? You better believe it. I have to measure everything that I'm writing these days. Because here will come Jason Brandt with anti-Semitism again in the papers about somebody who doesn't care about him or the Jew. This is the only way they have had to control, and that is through public information. Am I talking about the Hebrew? No. I'm talking about the ones who decided to call themselves Jew. And they decided it in about 1765. And back in the 1300s, they decided they would join the Judean religion. It was the best one for making money and taking nations. So if you want to lump yourself, if you are of that lineage and you want to lump yourself in that, go right ahead. That's up to you. What are you going to do? Close my church? I don't have one. Take something from these ones? They don't have anything. What a sad state of affairs that you have allowed this to happen. Can you overthrow it overnight? Yes, you can. But I'll tell you, the consequences of doing that are unimaginable. And Russia is going to probably do it for you anyway. So what is your real purpose? Can you turn this nation around as it is today? No. Many things have to take place before you could get back control of your nation. Now, those are the facts of it. Well, what should these ones incarcerated do? You're not going to like this because it's not going to sound right to you. Isn't that a cop out? I mean, this one wanted to do all of this and we wanted to expose this to the world. What for? The world ain't going to listen to you. Your neighbor won't even listen to you. What do I get every day? Stacks of mail that say I cannot even talk to my child. Just do something about it.
We're back on the air.
What was I yelling about?
Changing the nation.
Mostly we were talking about incarcerated folks and what to do about them and why they're incarcerated. And
so you ask
what can they do?
What can you do? What do you do with Rusbacher? You start trying to shut the thing down and quit threatening. You see, there's a great deal that man can do that he can never do as long as he's hooked up in that prison system. But those are bargainings that I can do. And you just have to assume that I'm doing something other than just being here to annoy you. He's going to have to back off. You see, enough has been told to incriminate everybody in that hierarchy. There is enough full-blown evidence information in 14 books. Doesn't need to be told again about October Surprise. It is not just October Surprise that they've got him in there. Don't be silly. You cannot imagine the workings of these intelligence organizations. You don't even have to try. But you don't have the right to get ones that are in that predicament in deeper and deeper and deeper. Let the man go swear on his oath and keep his word. And believe me, they will make the rewards of not keeping your word very painfully right there in your awareness. They don't play with just you. They play with your family, everybody you ever knew. You don't have to lose your patriots. There is nothing that your enemy can imagine more delightfully than to get rid of all of your leaders or anyone brave enough to do anything. Nor can you imagine their relief when one of your outspoken ones or real problems subsides. You do not have to join your enemy. You are already numbered by the beast. And they're waiting for you innocents to stand up and refuse to be numbered by the beast. They laugh at you. They can from a satellite read the sign. They can read your name on a credit card. Everything about you is in their system. Who do you think you're fooling? Yourself. And one's just going out there, well, I know we will just set up the CIA. And they'll have to let him go. Oh, no, they don't. Believe me, they don't. And you just signed his death warrant. What would I advise him to do since they don't really have any charges? I would advise him to go straight to the Big Daddy Intelligence Service. And I believe that may be what they do. And I thank ones for that kind of human input. And they'll get him out. They'll do something to get him out. But before they let him go, they're going to make him an offer he cannot refuse. Everybody around you is dead meat. By slow torture, you know, the drip met, whatever they have to tell you that sounds so awful that you know it to be true. And you will never speak of this again. Even if you're able to keep your name as it is, you will never, ever do anything more about these things. And they will give you a list. And I say, hand to whatever you want, because an oath is only as valuable as the word. But I want to tell you, this word will be valid. There are other ways of service that are not only more beneficial to you and to him than anything he could do up there with his mouth. He can still write about all those things that he already knew because they're already written, you see. You will never know the difference. And he might very well be able to get out. Ray continues to scare me. You ones have done a very good job helping him thus far. But what they really want from Ray Rennick, but I don't know that Ray Rennick can do this. I don't know that I can reach through to him into his reason that says, hey, guys, I have made my point. You know that I know, and I've told, but I will quit telling. I'm just going to quit telling. And I promise never to tattle on one of you anymore. I promise on my word of honor unto my death, whatever, you know, they will listen to, I will never even utter William Clark's name again, much less the judge sitting up on the bench that he just called a murderer. You don't call your enemy a murderer and expect him to... Oh, Constitution, sir, I see. I am going to let you go then. It is horrendous what you have come to be. But you will not win this game until you can take the opposite approach of what they are doing. You have no justice system. It is totally 100% controlled. If you win a little bit, let us say in the property case, it's going to be because there was insurance and bonding and they want to make a settlement rather than have Jason Brent's name thrown around or Duke Majan or Shane Gould or all those I'm mentioning right now because I want them to know. If they wish to make a settlement of some kind so that they stop hounding, these ones will stop picking. If you ones want to re-elect a Jason Brent to your bench, do it. I would tell you right now that I can pull Dorma and Overly off of any campaign trail. They have voted once in the last 20 years. They registered here and they voted for some silly nonsense about Golden Hills. They did not even vote to vote against Jason Brent. So if that's what they want, that's what they can have. Because your work is not going to be done at those levels anymore. They have the power to stop you. And what is right, right, godly, constitutional, has nothing to do with it. If you can do something constitutionally that makes a minor splash somewhere and it works to their benefit, then do it. And as a patriot and a worthy citizen, continue as long as the funds are there to do it, to pursue it. And always expect to finally be heard on the basis of a law that maybe lets you win. Because you can protect quite a few worthy citizens who yet have a contribution to make. Whether it be banking, military, you name it, it's under control. And not by we the people. And yet you say, well, but we the people should. Should and is are two different things. I'm sorry, they're two different things. Because I have to further disappoint ones. But you said we really should do this and we really should do that. Well, shouldn't you? If for nothing else than to take away some of the focus. And as worthy citizens, shouldn't you want to try and support Ray Rennick and get him out of there if we can? Absolutely. But let's not get him deeper in. And ones who think that that is not godly are wearing their ego up here for their crown. They are not willing to subvert self. Subvert is not a good word, Dorma. Subservient.
It's a big dictionary.
We do pretty well. Pretty got her. You see, once you've gotten on a cause, and I will be a martyr, they're going to get me anyway. I may as well go out in a splash of glory. And I'm not really afraid of making that transition, especially with an AK something or other. It's going to be fast. You have to be willing to take this ego crown off and put it down here for the better and greater. And my wish for Ray would be that he would see this. You do not bargain your soul. You do not compromise your soul. You negotiate getting out. And if you cannot see the difference, then I'm not a very good teacher. You see, the adversary has set it up so that if I teach you that you should utilize the laws of a corporation, along comes the one who says God and money don't mix and it has to be evil. And that man, that being, that one has to be evil, or he would never suggest that you lower yourself to get in that system. All the while you're bitching, moaning, and complaining, and you're attaching yourself to the IRS, and you're doing all of these things. And, of course, they are just keep on thrusting those rules at you. What's wrong with doing something for God within the laws of the land and within the laws of God? I don't know about you, but I'm really getting sick and tired of God always having to, I believe you call it, suck hind tit with a cow and a calf. You know, the empty one. What's wrong with us going out there, taking our stand, doing whatever we can to get a portion of this? We are not interested in fighting the system. This is what patriots find disappointing when they come over. Oh, well, I thought we were going to get some funding and all of this, and then I could go and take my whole troops to Washington. Did I think Debbie Kidd was... Goodness, I got hit with that one, too. I just said, if you can afford to go play with Debbie Kidd in Washington, do so. But with unemployment and the lack of patriots having any funds, I really don't see the value of going back and marching around on the state capitol steps with everybody out of town on a weekend, and you're going to send her in to make a few dealings or to present these names. Do I think it unworthy? No, I think it very worthy. This is not to put her down. It is to tell you that I am not going to back any such movement. If I can see one's doing something and I feel you can benefit by that, I may say, go do that if you can and if you have the money. If you can make a contribution to help get Ross Perot known, go do it. It gives you something to do, and it's worthwhile. And if nothing else, you will find out a little bit about maybe what's going on. Am I going to go out there on a great big crusade for Ross Perot? No. We are representative of the word. And every day ones want to sign us up, or for goodness sakes, don't mention my name again because they think you're backing me, or whatever. We are going to have a journal, and we are going to have a paper, as long as we can, where you can get information. You don't get it from anywhere else. Unfortunately, you don't even get it any longer in full from the spotlight. But they did a very great service. That is not belittling spotlight. That is the closest place you're going to get to getting the truth on some of these issues. On the other hand, you have to understand that it has been left in publication too long to be clean. And we have to remember that we will treat the paper as a journal. And there will come a time, you see, if we have to start taking advertisements, paid advertisements, you have just joined the ranks of the PACs. If you have to depend on publication, on the local bank's advertisement, guess what? They're going to come against you somewhere, somehow, and compromise, even if it's in the thought of the editor. Well, I don't have to be hard on them. You know, they do. So our thrust and our prayer is that we just won't ever do that. That does not mean that at some point we will not take advertising. And I guess it could be said that, well, you take advertising now, you go advertise, Commander. You say, everybody go out there and get Eustace's book. Isn't that advertising? Yes. But I tell you to go to Eustace. Now, we've had a lot of flack, a lot of games playing, a lot of learning, you know, some good lessons up to this point. I would like for you to understand, or not, there has been a necessity for doing exactly what we've done. And you must understand that there is knowledge as to who will do what. There also has to be that testing to see who will join the ranks of the wrong side. And I'm watching it happen again with some very, very dear and precious ones to me. On your place, in our more recent history, going to join with George Green to publish her books. And as far as I'm concerned, by doing that, it invalidates everything she's done to date. And this one has had the privilege of sitting in on the Cosmic Council meetings and write about them. And by doing this, she is going to get sucked into this human role. And yet they need funding. It's very understandable what's happened, and he can promise to sell a whole hell of a lot of books. We'll just suck you right in, and maybe we'll get a little funding from the Brookings Institute or whatever. What do I intend to do about it? Nothing. Those are the choices to be made. Those are the choices. Now, I know that you want the players, but I could tell you right now exactly who is your enemy, who are the players, and you'd walk out of here and you'd scratch your head and you still wouldn't know. So you're going to have to get these bits and pieces as best you can and fit them together as best you can, discuss them, hear them, listen to the bits and pieces of confirmation that flow. You just got a bit and piece of information. A chance encounter with some Russians. Former agent. Special police. Always be open and don't miss these opportunities to find out what you can. And then when you get some confirmation about what is going on, listen to it. You see, what you saw in Moscow was what they wanted you to see. And we could talk for 3 weeks just on those couple of days. What you really need to know is what else is going on. How how much rain do you need for the Carbogea? Somebody tell me. How many inches do you need?
One more inch. Please.
Weather control, is that set? It gets out of control every now and then, but rarely. And energy can be applied and just move that little front on over. You watch this happen all winter. You did not get washed away. Now you don't know whether or not I'm not letting you get the Carbogea spread so that it washes out of the field, or if you're going to get just the right amount. Now, do I have to go around controlling your weather? Nope. I don't have to. I just have little discussions with ones, you know, and suggest that maybe in view of this fact or that fact, it'd be nice if you didn't wash it all off. Look what's happening in the Midwest. Rains have stopped, ground is saturated, and fields that were dry enough to plant sitting on top of the aquifers now are flooded. Just keeps pouring up from underneath. Lori, introduce your friends, please. I want one of them to tell us about the encounter.
Well, the one Tal just stepped out for a second.
Well, but
John Younger, who stepped out of the room, and then this is my friend Bill Carlo.
How do you spell that, Bill, your last name? How do you spell your last name?
C-A-R-L-I-S-L-E.
Thank you. Reading that is correct.
It's okay. I just want you to know that you're next on the program, and let's
I'll go find him anyway.
Let's discuss this a little bit. Let's hear. This is the fun of being able to gather like this, not to get a lecture. Let's share some of these things. They're happening to all of you if you're keeping your eyes and ears open. And it's just fun to be able to get an update. Do we have any updates? Would Jean have anything to share with us other than headaches?
Hello there. I'm accustomed as I am to public speaking. Is it on? Did everybody hear me?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Even though you're unaccustomed.
I think a lot of good things are happening. I've been telling everybody for the last 4 or 5 months that we just kept plodding along, kept doing what we were doing, and sooner or later we'd be on top of all the action that we got going. And I see that happening. That is exactly what is happening. All the court cases are falling into the pattern that we thought they'd be falling into. And this week we were just informed that the USB case is going to be continued until January.
And well, hallelujah.
That has been a major fight. And we were basically fighting the government there and the U.S. District Court. And we beat them so far. And they said it couldn't be done, but we did.
All right.
And all the cases are falling into place, and I am very happy to be in this room today. It's a major improvement, and it's just beautiful to be in here with so many nice people. And just keep your fingers crossed and keep praying for us, and we're going to win all these cases. And that's about it.
Well, these were the training cases. These were the ones that test your endurance, if nothing else, your patience, your a lot of very hard work and creative thought has to go into these kinds of cases, you know, that onset. And I don't mean to ever lessen the value of what Scott Tipps did. And from the time that Tipps entered the case, very shortly thereafter, Gene entered with him. And it's been a long haul, and every time you walk into a courtroom, you get ruled against. And to keep it going, just to keep it going, that means a lot of creative thought, possibilities, go down, check it out, dig it out, and fight it out. And yet you're never given an opportunity to get up and fight. So it has been like doing this with hands shackled behind you. Yeah. And the nice thing would be to be able to get up and just absolutely win in glory and having all of the fireworks go off. But they're not going to let you do that. But you can sure as heck do a lot more than these things. And now you've got the background and we're going to go. And as soon as Gene has his ticket back, we're going to have a lot of fun, because there is a lot of protection that can be offered, and the maturity of insight and guidelines, as for instance, Ray Rennick, the best thing sometimes is to lose.
Commander, John has returned and has a mic.
All right.
I really don't know what to say. I can really empathize with those who are going through their court battles, as I just concluded one that took about 4 months?
6 months.
6 months. It was a lose-lose situation right from the beginning, but we didn't give up. And I did something which was against my better judgment at the end of the court case, whereas I made an oath not to do something that they asked me to do. And I did it in a nice way. I signed my name through a little rubber stamp that says, "Document being signed involuntarily under duress. Information contained herein may be inaccurate." Did everybody get that?
Yeah.
And I signed my name through it in such a way that if they whited out my name, the little rubber stamp would still be there. If they whited out the little rubber stamp, my name would still be there. I had them accept it and hold it for 10 days, took it back to the judge and said, "They've accepted it, they've held it, but now I'm going to revoke their powers of attorney." The day after, 10 days concluded. And that's all you got to do. It works out real fine. I don't know what else I'm supposed to say while I'm here.
What we're interested in is your repetition of the story of your encounter with the Russians, etc.
Now, that was real interesting, because that's almost exactly a week ago. It was a Friday afternoon, actually a week and a day, exactly. And it was funny, because I was sitting there at this picnic table reading Contact, I think, page 11, I think it was. I'm not sure now. And this lady said something. There was two women there that were... I'll describe the entire scenario to you, which is a lot of what I left out of the document as I sent it in. two women were having a lot of fun taking pictures of each other, and they came and sat at a table where I was sitting. I read to relax. A lot of people do other things to relax. I read to relax. And I relax to read. So it's in one hand works with the other. I love to read. She mentioned something about a word, Kedar, in the paper. Those of you who are familiar how to say it. And I let her go on two sentences, and then I offered to take a picture of the two ladies together. And I thought that would be a real nice way to break the ice. But I asked them if I could take a picture of them in the language that they were talking. And they were shocked, to say the least. But I did line them up with the pretty beautiful mountains in the background, told them to get together, take their sunglasses off, and put their drinks down, and I took a picture of them. And then from that point on, it's like it was something that was supposed to happen. I wasn't supposed to be there at that spot, but I was. It was the wrong timing, but we were there. We hadn't planned on stopping there, but we did. You name it. I no longer believe in luck, chance, circumstance, occasion, you know, any other word that you want to use for it. It just doesn't happen that way. I was supposed to be there for a certain reason, and I was there. I gathered the information with a little bit of a background that I have in languages. It was helpful. I was shocked, but I couldn't show it because I had to still keep asking questions. And the more questions I asked, the more remarks we got. And some of the remarks are hard to accept, until I went back and reviewed a videotape that had just been sent to me from the Ukraine. In fact, Bill and I viewed it together, and then I had another gentleman view it with me, and we tried to determine what type of a tower is in the backyards of many of these homes in the Ukraine that's run off of high-powered hydroelectric current, and for what reason it is. What purpose did it serve? Nobody seems to know, other than that the fences around the towers are electrified. The only purpose that I can think of is, after going back through the tape and really listening careful to what my father's son was saying about the tower, where it emits a shower of sparks occasionally every 2 weeks, late in the evening, early in the morning. It seemed interesting enough to want to dig into it a little further. So what I've done is I've written two letters, which are going to be hand carried and mailed in the Ukraine in a week, and get a little bit more information and some close-up pictures. Maybe I'll be able to share it with you all as soon as the mail gets through.
Well, you're going to find that they hook right into these massive towers they're putting up over here too.
I imagine it might.
And they will have the same discharge. That is a realignment or a discharge. The fireworks I'm talking about.
I'm open for questions at this point if anybody wants to ask any.
Well, mainly I think that the ones here would like to hear what they had to say about both the brainwashing and the censorship in the United States, and how ones really are not. It, regardless of how many times I say it or we are really aware of it, I don't think that it seeps through how totally, completely blind the Americans are.
May we have a pause to turn our tapes?